The story of the self-made billionaire and founder of the super successful DMart retail chain, Radhakishan Damani, is nothing less than an inspiring folklore. This humble, low-profile investor cum entrepreneur, also known as India's retail king, is the fourth richest person in India today, holding a current net worth of $29.4 billion. In 2021, he was ranked 98th richest person in the world by Bloomberg Billionaire Index. From living in a one-bedroom apartment in Mumbai to recently purchasing a rupees 1,000 crore property at the posh Malabar Hill in the City of Dreams, this famed businessman has scripted a relentless success story over the past few decades with his sharp acumen, disciplined approach, and a risk-taking appetite. Radhakishan Damani had humble beginnings. He was born in 1954 in a middle-class Marwari family in Bikaner, Rajasthan, where he also spent his early years. His father, Shiv Kishanji Damani, had a stockbroking business. He and his brother Gopi Kishan used to help their father in the business. Later, Radhakishan joined the University of Mumbai to pursue BCom, but dropped out to start his business of ball bearings. However, the untimely demise of his father made him close his business and join his brother, who was already into professional stockbroking. In his 20s and pretty much a novice in the field of stockbroking, Damani utilized this time as a training period, during which he would watch and observe other investors and understand their strategies of money making. He made his first investment at the age of 32 and got himself registered with SEBI. Soon, he was making good money from investing and trading. It was then he realized that investing in strong MNCs and fundamentally robust institutions can yield him big profits. It wasn't as if he didn't make wrong investment decisions, but he learned quickly from his mistakes. In his early years as an investor, Damani used to follow and observe the stock market strategies used by Manu Manik, who was ruling Dalal Street and was considered the most prolific market operator in the 1980s. He was often referred to as Cobra by the traders. Damani learned the valuable technique of short selling by just observing the tricks of Manu Manik, who made big money using this method. Later, Damani used this technique to outgun the big bull Harshad Mehta and made tremendous gains. He would step into the trading ring, stand idle, and watch the market to understand its pulse for hours on end. Very few people from that era could have imagined that Damani would emerge as one of India's most successful stock investors and seed fund a retail chain that would become the most sought-after consumer retail business chain in India. The late 80s and early 90s were considered to be the dark ages for the Bombay Stock Exchange. It is believed that BSE was clearly divided between Gujaratis and Marwari traders, who were continuously at a war of transactions. Gujarati traders followed the big bull Harshad Mehta, who was emerging as the most powerful trader on Dalal Street. While at the same time, another group, Triple R's, was emerging to counter the big bull. The Triple R group comprised Radhakishan Damani, a chartist named Raju, and an upcoming trader Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, who later became a big name in the Indian stock market. There was tension between Gujarati and Marwari traders, but Damani never took sides, at least openly, said an operator who has known him for years. In the 1990s, Harshad Mehta started manipulating the stock market. He utilized banks' money to buy stocks heavily, and the stock prices rose to the highest valuation. At this time, Damani stuck to the method of short selling and made profits himself. Mehta bought a huge volume of ACC stocks, the price of which reached from 200 to 9,000 per share. However, since those highs were not justifying the fundamentals, Damani and his friends realized that he was doing some manipulation and that the price would soon fall down. He started short selling those stocks in which Mehta was investing heavily. So while he made some real big losses, eventually, when the Harshad Mehta scam was exposed, Damani was able to earn a good profit and his net worth increased. Soon, however, he turned into a long-term investor as he feared losing money after such episodes. Since a lot of innocent traders who followed Mehta's investment advice suffered huge losses, Damani helped them to exit trapped positions by buying them out. Ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala considers Damani as his guru, while Ramesh Damani, Nimish Shah and Vallabh Bhansali are said to be his close friends. Damani was deeply inspired by value investor Chandrakant Sampat. Learning from his example, he started making long-term investments in strong fundamental stocks at lower prices. He held on to these stocks for a long time to make sizable profits. When all the PSU banks were flourishing in India, Damani made a bold decision to invest in HDFC in the year 1995. In this context, he is believed to have said, "Dharavi will be Dharavi and Pedder Road will be Pedder Road. Just wait and see." His far-sightedness earned him big profits. Later, he bought many shares of VST Industries at Rs. 85 in the year 2000, which are now selling at 3,600 and more. Likewise, he invested in Blue Dart, Sundaram Finance, Gillette India, Gati, 3M India, Jubilant Foodworks, and a few more, registering huge profits. Damani had an interest in the consumer business and was also investing in those stocks. He bought the franchisee of cooperative retail chain Apna Bazaar and soon laid the foundation of DMart in 2002, promoted by Avenue Supermarts Limited. At that time, real estate prices were pretty low. So he utilized that opportunity and bought landed properties for establishing DMart. This way, he saved on the rentals to set up new stores. He was a far-sighted businessman and always preferred to keep away from the herd. He never opened any store in the malls and stuck to bare minimum store interiors, unlike other retail chains, which banked on providing a shopping experience to consumers. His idea was simple: to provide the biggest ever discounts to people and earn maximum profits in the bargain. Consumers started flocking to DMart, lured by never-before prices on everyday personal and basic home products offered under one roof. As an astute businessman, he decided to open more stores only with the profit accrued from the previous ones. Till the year 2011, he had only 25 stores in the country. He expanded the chain in a gradual manner and now has more than 200 stores across India. As a businessman, Damani always valued his customers, vendors, and suppliers. He followed the model of paying his vendors and suppliers within just a couple of days, ensuring he gets products at low cost, which he can then sell at a discounted rate. This is one of the reasons DMart stores are never out of stock, and none of them have ever closed till now. Mr. Damani became India's retail king after the March 2017 IPO of DMart. It had an overwhelming opening at the National Stock Exchange, creating an all-time record. After the close of the stock on 22nd March 2017, its market value rose to a whopping 39,988 crore rupees. By the end of 2019, the market capitalization of DMart was close to 114,000 crore rupees, making it the 33rd largest company listed on Bombay Stock Exchange. Damani has never failed to share his wealth towards social causes. He donated about 100 crore rupees to the PM CARES Fund to counter the coronavirus pandemic. He also donated to many state relief funds. He initiated a charity by offering to lodge the families of patients undergoing treatment at various hospitals in South Mumbai. Damani lives a very simple life, away from any kind of publicity or limelight. He only wears a white shirt and white trousers that earn him the title of Mr. White and White. His simple living, values, and principles make him a good human being. apart from a great investor and businessman. He will continue to inspire the young generation through his strong capabilities, farsightedness, and outstanding business knowledge. His life story as a successful broker, investor, and entrepreneur is often taken up by investment institutes and firms as a case study to take valuable inputs for profit-making strategies. There is an apt saying to describe him. Wo itni khamoshi se kaam karte hain ki unki kamyabi shor macha deti hai.